6.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. The number is 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are cold. 24 degrees with a wind chill of 16 at 727. And we're pleased, very pleased to be joined on a primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Ignite Emporia director Sherry Harrison. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. We brought Sherry in because, we've been talking a little bit about this week, the upcoming visioning activities that will be taking place next week with the public meetings that we've highlighted in our newscast this morning here at the White Auditorium Little Theater, Thursday evening, Friday morning. But really, over the last 2 to 3 years, you've been hearing an awful lot here locally about the need for increased child care accessibility and more child care providers. And Sherry's been working pretty hard, to say the least, on helping to do the planning for that and setting the stage for better child care activities here for the city and for the community. Sherry, I wanted to ask you, getting started here, really, before we talk about kind of the current state of operations here, when you came to Emporia, were you a bit surprised that child care was as high a focus here for the city and for city leaders as it was?
I was surprised. I had no idea that there was such a need for more child care spaces and that there was such a deficit. That was kind of an eye-opening for me when I first arrived.
Well, we obviously have seen, Sherry, that the need is great here in and around the immediate Emporia area. And Ignite Emporia, this is one of the items that is tops on your list and the many projects that Ignite Emporia is involved with. So where are we in the process? Chuck mentioned, we know you've been working hard to try to organize, and we've heard of activity out of Flint Hills Technical College. Where are we in the process of gaining some ground on this?
Well, we've held about, I think, 5, maybe 6 meetings since I arrived last June. And what we've been doing is hearing from everybody what they need, what they're hearing that is needed. And Janine McKenna and I, we have also gone out to a lot of our employers and just sat down and talked to them. What do your employees need? What do you hear? What do you think? Because a lot of times some employees may not want to say that they're calling in because of lack of child care. So there's a lot out there right now that we need to address through whatever child care situation we can come up with. Basically, though, I think that we're doing really good because, at the beginning of the year, we partnered with USD 253, Flint Hills Technical College, and a task force group from ESU, and then, of course, the Chamber and Ignite, and also Jamie Roberts with CareArc. And we have been made aware of, I think, 3 or 4 pretty good-sized grants, and they generally come out at the beginning of the year. And they are all available, and it looks like we qualify for all of these grants. And so we've been working together as a group, and we are right now kind of narrowing down where we think we could create a facility that would be responsive to the grant request and also that would align with the needs of the employers. Now, we know that we have existing facilities, and there are some spots available, but without employees to staff the facility, then they can't accept more children. And so we are also looking at solutions to that, how we can help the existing facilities. And there are 2 smaller grants that are going to be available that will also help the existing facilities so that maybe they can staff up. The problem is not a lot of grants will pay for employee salaries or benefits. So we have to be really careful what we, whatever project we create, that it 100% matches what the grant request says.
If I'm understanding this correctly, Sherry, and I apologize for interrupting, the grants opportunities that Emporia qualifies for at this point and that you're pursuing, these would help to line up space for potential child care facilities for one or several of our local businesses. Would that be accurate, or is this a little bit different than that?
Well, they're a little bit different than that. They're actually larger as far as it has more to do with locating a building, renovating it so that it qualifies as a child care center. Everything is in compliance, and that's where Jamie Roberts comes in. She has done that for us in the past with several buildings that we've looked at and let us know what the deficiencies are, and then we go and we figure out the cost, and then we try and match that up to the dollars.
Yeah.
So, but in any event, there are some other grants that are coming around, I believe in May, that would help the existing providers. It would do things, it would maybe supply new playground equipment. It might help with some salaries just on a short-term basis. Let's see, any other type of toys, anything they need for the children within their center. So that is one thing that we're looking at for the existing providers. But also, on kind of, on a broader basis, we have been involved with the Metal Coalition, and that is Manhattan, Emporia, Topeka, and Lawrence. And they are advocating for changes to how child care works in Kansas. And I think that part is going to help a lot with employee salaries, which are typically very low, and then also some creative ways that we can provide benefits to those workers. So that's not something that's going to be handled on a local level, but we are also just one of many states that are struggling with the same problem right now.
And we're talking with Ignite Emporia Director Sherry Harrison on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE. It is 7:34, 25 degrees right now with a wind chill of 16. Sherry, what are the size of these grants? Are they substantial? What are we looking at here?
Well, one grant that I submitted a letter of interest for is for $1.8 million. Another one is going to be about $1.2 million. We've got one for about $45,000, which is more of a local assistance type grant. And then there's another one. It does not have a maximum amount listed. So, you don't want to submit something to take 100% of the money that's being offered to everyone. But nonetheless, we're just trying to be judicious with funds that we may receive and find out what really works and mostly what aligns with the current needs of employers and people in the community that are seeking child care.
I wanted to ask you on that topic, Sherry, really what are businesses telling you as far as what they need? Because one of the things that I remember from our past conversations and also others revolving around the Tressler Business Center was non-standard time was a huge one. As far as aside from the 8 to 4 or 8 to 5 window or something like that, what are businesses telling you that they need at this point and also going forward?
What we are hearing is that it needs to be 24/7, and that's not currently offered in Lyon County. So that is one of the goals in creating a new facility, is to ensure that it is capable of providing 24/7, both in terms of everything that the facility needs for that, as well as staffing. And that is another issue that we have just really started to tackle, is how to find more employees. And from that end, we're also working with Flint Hills and ESU about some of the curriculum that's currently offered or going to be offered by those two.
Yeah, we heard in talking with President Daugherty at Flint Hills Tech College, they are about ready to launch a program. How exciting is that, to get that help in the process?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's good, because we've been working with Nancy Robinson. In fact, I just met with her yesterday. And we're going through everything that they're offering, and we're trying to work out between both Flint Hills and ESU how they can prepare some of their students to work in the child care early education industry, but also talking about apprenticeships, internships that each of them may offer to help those students, have a little hands-on training as they go through the classes. And then also just be prepared for working with the children on a full-time basis once they do graduate. So,
well, it's a wide-ranging problem. You know, we've talked about the lack of childcare opportunities for, you know, parents to have here, and even with facilities, say, like Emporia Child Care, you know, I'm talking with Deb Crowell here over the years, you know, they have a hard time finding a staff, which you have certainly, Sherry, touched on here. So that certainly is an issue as well that you have to tackle, huh?
That's correct. Yes, we do. And also people who, they provide in-home daycare. You know, if you think about it, it's kind of like having people over for Thanksgiving, but it's every day. You have your house is full of a lot of people that you're feeding and taking care of and everything. And we know that they are, they're going to have some unique needs that we're going to be addressing as well. So probably within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be getting in touch with them individually. And we already know some of their needs. We've heard it before, but we would like to know from each one also, what do you need? What is your issue with continuing to provide child care in your home? So that's, we're not forgetting anybody, but it's just all grants are not for every situation. So we're just trying to align all of that.
Well, Sherry, it sounds like progress is being made. Would you concur with that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
That's good to see her. Good to hear. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Please keep us posted here because obviously this is a vital topic for families and also for businesses here locally as well. So we're more than happy to keep the word out.
Oh, absolutely.
Sherry, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Sherry.
Yep.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Get green.
There we go.
There it is.
Emporia Director Sherry Harrison on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker, you got to wait till the 27th because next week is completely full. But regardless, give us a call, 620-342-1400. Message us on the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Monday, we've got Ken Hansen joining us talking about the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Olpe Chicken House for all of your catering needs. Boy, they feature great chicken, steak, seafood, and, of course, that catering, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 7:38, 25 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Hey, hey, mark your calendars. March 21st, the Hinkson Ranch will be hosting their annual bull and female